This year, 2020, is going to be filled with so many puns about perfect vision. I can't wait to see them all. I can't wait to New Year's Day 2021. Then I can say hindsight is really 2020. Looking at the New Year's calendar, we'll all have 2020 vision. Well, why should this new year be any different from an old one? While we're conscious of having turned a page on a whole new calendar, New Year's Day is really no more than just another sunrise. Still, we greet each new year with hope for the chance to be born again to new life and new possibilities. On this World Day of Prayer for Peace, we pray for a peaceful world. We anticipate new beginnings. We make resolutions to quit smoking, exercise more, eat better, make better decisions for ourselves and those we love. Could 2020 be the year we finally keep our promises? Or will our resolutions be something that goes in one year and out another? Well, if we look back at past years and former resolutions that began bravely and maybe ended miserably, we might be discouraged. Newness of life is not achieved by rearranging the deck chairs while remaining aboard a ship bound for disaster. And if we drink too much, well, we have to give up the booze, period. If we cheat, we have to come clean and go straight. If we've been tepid in our family life, we have to resolve to commit. If we're morally lazy, well, we have to pledge to be ambitious for virtue. If we don't pray, well, now's the time to start. If we're depressed or anxious, well, then we should seek professional support and guidance. If our goals are fuzzy, then we should seek spiritual direction and discernment. And if we're lonely, well, we can seek community and parish involvement, faith sharing, or volunteer work. But why today? Why not some other day? Well, precisely because we live in a human society that offers mutually established markers for the measurement of time and progress. So now is the time. Now is always the time, if we understand anything about the magnificent present tense of the I Am God we worship. God blesses today because today is where we always find ourselves. Today is the most important day of our lives because it's the day in which we live and move and have our being. Yesterday's gone. Tomorrow is not a sure thing. So today is the only day in which we can make a difference. So may the Lord bless us, keep us, shine the divine face on us, and be gracious to us this day in the coming year. To start off our year in the right direction, we look to Mary, the Mother of God and Queen of Peace. For Mary shows us how to face the coming year with quiet reflection. The birth of Mary's Son, Jesus, fulfilled the hopes of ancient Israel and the hopes of all the world. In today's Gospel, we find two examples, one of proclaiming the good news, the other receiving it. Our celebration of Mary as Theotokos, God-bearer, calls us to imitate her reflection in prayer and to imitate the shepherds in action. So maybe today ask yourself, which role are you most comfortable in as a Christian? The proclamation of the Word of God or meditation upon that Word? And what have you been reflecting on in your heart? What have been the fruits of your prayer and meditation this Christmas season thus far? Well, we do not know the future, but we know that we face the future as adopted children of God. And we can follow Mary's example, pondering our present circumstances in our hearts and seeking understanding of where we stand and where we might be led. So whatever may happen in 2020, we know that we receive the blessing given to God's people of old. The Lord blesses us and keeps us, makes His face shine upon us, and is gracious to us, looking upon us kindly and giving us peace. This blessing should make us happy to live with 2020 vision.